Deal 4. Now relax, let the tensions float away, and concentrate on the breath.
Sorry to bother you, Your Holy Highness the 13th Dalai Lama.
Yes? What is it, please, young monk?
Is it true what all the monks are saying, that you are dying?
It is true, yes.
Oh, no!
I shall soon be leaving for other realms.
But what will we do, oh Holy 13th? Dalai Lama, without your wisdom and all your holy being.
Do not be sad, O young monk, because I will be reborn.
Reborn?
Yes. As
but
the...
how will we...
Hang on, Raymond.
Right, sorry.
As the 14th Dalai Lama.
But how will we find you again, O 13th Dalai Lama? Give us a clue.
You must look in the sacred lake of prophecies. Goodbye.
But do not leave us, O Master.
Goodbye.
BBC Radio 4 presents from the BBC Radio 4 Drama Theatre in London, before an actual live-in audience, the National Theatre of Brent, in the third and final climactic final episode in the probably award-winning series Iconic Icons. Episode 3, The Dalai Lama, or How the West Was Won. Starring myself, Desmond Olivier Dingle. Thank you so much. And the entire acting company of the National Theatre of Brent, Raymond Box. That's enough, Raymond.
What?
A little bit of humility, I think, please.
But I wasn't...
To making a small but essential announcement. That for the purposes of this final and unique episode of Iconic Icons, Raymond and myself have taken it upon ourselves to have actually become practicing Buddhists. Or to be more specific, I've become a Buddhist and Raymond is still practicing. So before we begin, I should like to begin with an actual authentic Buddhist meditation, as actually done in an authentic, actual Buddhist Tibetan temple in Tibet. This deceptively simple yet profoundly sacred ritual will hopefully prepare us all for the evening ahead. And in the words of the Lord Buddha himself, get us all in the mood. Right. Everybody ready? Ready, Raymond?
Yep.
And off we go. So there we are.
So, that was a very long Desmond.
Who is head Buddhist here, Raymond, please?
You are, Desmond.
Thank you. So come with us now as we travel back through the winds of time to the great rolling treeless Tibetan plains. And look, a mighty entourage of many hundreds of red-robed monks, yellow-hatted lamas, and little men with their mighty trumpets. Halt!
What is it, Hen Lama?
Head Lama.
Hen Lama.
No, Head Lama.
Oh, Heady Lama.
No, not Head
What?
Anyway, look, a tiny little Tibetan dwelling, as was prophesied in the Lake of Prophecies. I shall just knock upon this tiny little Tibetan door.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Sorry to bother you.
It's all right.
Yeah, good. Might I ask who you are, please?
Certainly. I am an simple Tibetan peasant lady and part-time yak herder.
Right. And are you, in fact, the only dweller residing in this humble dwelling place?
Yes, only me.
Right, well, thanks very much. Sorry to bother you, and I'll bid you...
And my two-year-old little yak-herding two-year-old.
Really? Would it be possible to see him at all?
Well, he's milking the yaks at the moment, but I'll just go and chivvy him up a bit. Do come in.
Thank you.
Well, here's hoping.
Hello? Oh, hello. Are you the two-year-old little two-year-old yak boy?
I am, yes. I won't shake hands. I got yak all over on me.
Not to worry.
Would you care for some yak milk at all?
No, thank you.
Yogurt?
No.
Creme fraiche?
No, look, we're fine, thanks, all the same. Now, listen.
Right.
So what I'm going to do now, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, is what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you certain mystical objects. And I want you to quite simply pick up the mystical object that you are mystically drawn to.
Right. Ready? Yes, thank you.
Good. So, first of all, here we have three little mystical wooden bowls.
Right.
Now, which little bowl?
I like this one.
Do you?
Yes.
But that is the 13th Dalai Lama's mystical muesli bowl.
Really?
It certainly is. And now, round two. I now have in my hand three sets of transcendental temple beads. Number one.
Nothing.
Number two.
Nah.
And finally, number C.
Oh,
what is it?
This one's tingling.
Then you have chosen the transcendental tingling temple beads. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
And finally, last but not least, round three. I have here three little humble Buddhist bells.
Right.
Bell number one.
Well, I don't think so.
Right. Bell number two.
Oh. Oh, now then. No.
Fair enough. And your final bell, here it is. Bell number three, please. Wait, I have to hurry you.
Yes, it's that one.
The great big blooming booming Buddhist bell.
Yes, yes, that one.
Well, that can only mean one thing.
What?
You have successfully chosen the old Dalai Lama's bowls, beads and bells, which means that you, two-year-old little tiny little Tibetan yak boy, are now the brand new 14th Dalai Lama.
Fantastic!
So now you must travel far away, across the great Tibetan plains and the mighty Tibetan mountains, to the ancient capital of Lhasa and the mighty but ancient Potala Palace, the palace of 1,000 rooms.
But I'm only two.
And off we go, please. And so it was that our young hero, the new little new 14th Dalai Lama, did journey across the great Tibetan plains and over the mighty Tibetan mountains to fulfill his destiny.
Yes, and by the day did they travel, and also by the stars as has been since the time
until they finally did come till the end of their journey, the ancient Potala Palace.
Yes. Come with us now as we join the young Lama as he goes about his daily duties and motions, which he has been done since them first virginian days, when the first and only Lama that ever there was first on his Lamarin end.
Right, thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Holiness.
Good morning, old Hendlana.
Anyway, do come in, Your Holiness.
Thank you. Do they have to make that noise every time I walk into a room?
They certainly do, yes. As has been done for all Dalai Lamas that ever there was since time began.
Right.
Anyway, as you know, Your Holiness, I, the head Lama, am also your personal tutor and advisor for your special Dalai Lama schooling.
Right.
So, just a couple of things. How old was you again?
15.
15. Good heavens. A teenager, no less.
Yes.
It seems no time at all since you was a little tiny 2-year-old little yak boy. How time flies.
Right.
Anyway, Your Holiness, here is your timetable for the day. First of all, assembly.
Assembly?
That's right.
But there's only me.
Correct. Well done. Top marks. Next, sacred geometry.
Boring.
Double meditation.
Double meditation?
Followed by double meditation.
But I just done it.
I'd like to get a lunch with vegetarian option. Compulsory for you, obviously. Followed by Tibetan linguistics, Tibetan metaphysics, Tibetan dialectics, and Tibetan tobogganing.
Tibetan tobogganing? Really?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. No, sorry. Misprint. Sorry. It should have read double meditation.
No! The same thing every day. So boring.
You must be patient, O Divine Holiness.
Look, I am not a Divine Holiness. I'm just a teenage boy and I'm going out. Oh, not them again.
But they are your people, Your Holiness.
For your information, they're not my people. I don't even know them.
But you must meet them, Your Holiness.
I don't want to meet them. I just want to be on my own.
You can never be alone now, Your Holiness, for you are the 14th Dalai Lama. This is your purpose and holy being.
I don't want a purpose and holy being. Out of my way, please.
Your Holiness, where are you going, Your Highness?
Gotta get out.
But you are the ocean of wisdom.
No, no.
The wish-fulfilling jewel.
No, I'm not.
The thousand-armed lord of compassion.
No, no.
Wait, Your Holiness, wait. And so, leaving the fascinating story of our hero at a moment of extreme spiritual crisis, do you have any questions to ask Raymond at this juncture?
Huh? Oh, right. Yeah, right. Well, that was absolutely fascinating, Desmond.
Thank you, Raymond.
So, Desmond...
Yes, Raymond.
If we may have a pause for a moment...
Yeah?
What actually is a bosom in a nutshell, Desmond?
What?
A bosom in a nutshell, Desmond.
No.
What?
It's a bosom, is it?
Isn't it?
No.
What?
It's Buddhism, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes. That's the whole point of the... God's sake. Buddhism.
Buddhism, yes, you're absolutely right, Desmond. It's not a bosom.
No.
It's Buddhism.
Yes, I just said that.
Yeah, right. Got it, Desmond?
Right.
Sorry, Desmond.
Oh, God.
So, Desmond...
Yes, Raymond?
What actually is a Buddhism in a nutshell?
No.
Yeah.
What actually is Buddhism in a nutshell?
I've no idea, Desmond.
No.
Leave it now,
Raymond, please.
Oh.
Buddhism in a nutshell? Good question, Raymond.
Thank you.
Buddhism, as we know it today, was, of course, invented by the Buddha, who was a famous Buddha living in the 5th or 4th in the olden days. And what he basically done in a...
In a nutshell.
Yeah, right, thank you, Raymond. In a...
Nutshell.
Yeah, yes, nutshell. Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
What he basically done, in fact, was he sat under a tree, or Bodhi tree, as it was known.
Bodhi tree?
Yes, that's right, Raymond. Thank you. And, right, and what he done was he invented what we now call meditation. And he then proceeded to meditate without stopping or ceasement for 40 days and 40 nights, including bank holidays, bonfire night, and Christmas. And thus come up with a pretty watertight solution to the universal problems that face us all on a daily basis.
So,
where was we? Oh, yes. We now return to the fascinating story of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama.
Where am I going? I don't know where I am. Right, just down here. Along here. Now down this long corridor. Past the sacred... What's it? Down the stairs of 1,000 things. Now, where am I? Oh, look, what's it say? Prayer room. Chanting room. Meditation room. Double meditation room. Boring. Oh, at last. Oh, Mother, Mother, thank goodness you're here. I missed you so much. We've got to get out.
Your Holiness.
No, 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 don't bow. It's me, your son.
Your Holiness, the Dalai Lama.
No, no, stop saying that. I don't want to be the Dalai Lama no more. I just want to go home, back to a little, tiny, little humble home of yaks and chickens.
But this is your home now, your Holiness. You are 24.
24?
And the 14th Dalai Lama. The ocean of wisdom.
No, no.
The wish-fulfilling jewel.
No.
The thousand-armed lord of compassion.
Shut up. Gotta get out. Gotta get out. Oh. Where am I now? It's so bright and shining. Wait a minute. I'm outside the palace. It's Tibet. At sunrise. Look how the sun is all aglowing upon the Himalayan snows. How beautiful it is. I've never thought how beautiful it was before. But look, the whole country is waking up. Look at all the people. So small and tiny and fragile they'll look from this great height where I'm standing. Look at them all. Some are happy, some sad, some going about their daily businesses.
Yes, yes.
But what is this? This feeling I'm feeling. I've never felt nothing like a feeling like this feeling. And it's strangely painful. Where can it be coming from, I wonder? And I feel strangely at one with all the human life I'm watching everywhere. That old man, for example, who I don't even know. That lady spinning on her loom. Those little children over there. Playing a Tibetan version of Oranges and Lemons. Hello, old man, lady and children. That vast army of marching men goose-stepping towards us. Hello, goose-stepping men. But what's happening? What's happening? Everyone's running everywhere and screaming and shouting, and there's guns and tanks and helicopters, and the goose-stepping men aren't stopping their goose-stepping.
Out of our way! Out of our way!
Excuse me! Excuse me!
Yes, what is it?
Who are you, please, if you don't mind my asking?
We are the Chinese Liberation Socialist People's Communist Army, if you want to know, and we're invading. Now, out of our way, please.
No, I won't.
And who might you be, please?
I am the Dalai Lama, if you want to know.
Sorry. Did you say the Dalai Lama?
Yes, I did, actually.
Then kindly follow me, please.
But... Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
So kind of you to pop over.
Thank you.
Tea?
Yes, please.
Just put on a little light music. So sorry I haven't introduced myself. I'm Chairman Mao.
Pardon?
Chairman Mao Tse-tung. Emperor... Sorry. Little mistake. Leader of the great and endless Chinese People's Glorious Workers' Socialist Cultural Communist Revolution. And you, I'm told, are the great Dalai Lama.
Yes, I am, actually, and I want to know...
So kind of you to drop in for a little chat?
Chat?
About the future of our country.
Tibet?
No. Tibet has no future. I am, of course, referring to China.
China?
So sorry if your people have experienced a little inconvenience, but then liberation is sadly not always a painless business.
You must get out of my country now!
I'm afraid that is impossible. Allow me to explain. China is, as I'm sure you are fully aware, a very big success and getting bigger all the time. So we do actually need your land and homes for us, obviously. Naturally, we will be providing you with all the mod cons our great country can provide, including uniform high-rise living accommodation, uniform road and railway system, uniform working conditions, and uniform, uniforms, obviously. So, lucky old you.
Yeah, hang on.
However, I should point out that to help you modernize in this manner, we will be banning all chanting, singing, incense, bells, bangles, beads, and whatnots, not to mention all meditation, reincarnation, and any other decadent so-called spiritual claptrap. So there we are. Good. Any questions?
But,
delighted you agree. Anyway,
But I don't agree.
I'm sorry?
I am the Dalai Lama, and I will not permit you to invade and destroy the ancient and holy land of Tibet, who I have the honour of being the leader of, actually, and I now have to ask you to formally to get out.
Really?
Yes, and that's actually final. And now I'm going. Goodbye.
I'm afraid that's impossible, Mr. Bond. Dalai Lama. And you can't...
Desmond!
Leave it, Raymond. Just a simple mistake anyone could have made, Raymond. Anyway, you can't leave yet. You've only just arrived. Besides which, you haven't finished your tea. Ah, if you'll excuse me. I just have to pop out for a moment. I'm afraid you've caught me in the middle of the Cultural Revolution. Back in a sec.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? Yes? Hello?
It's me, the Head Lama of Tibet. Thank goodness you're safe, Your Holiness.
But where are you precisely, Head Lama?
Go to the door.
Right.
Are you there?
No, I'm on the phone.
Oh, well, no. Put the receiver down, Your Holiness.
Right.
Then go to the door and open it.
Righto. Bye.
Quickly, please.
Right. There's a Chinese soldier at the door.
No. Your Holiness. That's me.
What?
That's me in disguise.
What as?
As a Chinese soldier, obviously, Your Holiness.
Oh, right. Oh, Henlana, am I glad to see you.
Quick, there's no time to be lost, Your Highness.
Right, I'll just finish my tea.
Do not drink the tea, Your Highness.
What'd you do that for?
The tea is a trap to poison you, don't you see?
A trap to poison me? But why? Why?
Because you are the Dalai Lama, oh, Dalai Lama.
Open up, I say.
Who is it?
It's the Chinese People's Revolutionary Guard.
Oh, no. Put this on, quickly.
What is it?
It's another disguise of another Chinese soldier, Your Holiness, and in this manner we will escape.
Escape?
Yes. And now follow me through this small window, please.
Open up, I say.
Hurry. Across this runway. Good heavens, that's a stroke of luck. Look,
what?
There's a small ancient twin-prop aeroplane that happens to be sitting on the tarmac with the keys in it.
Good heavens, that is a stroke of luck.
Now, jump, Your Highness. There's not a moment to lose.
Righto.
Made it just in time.
It's a tight squeeze and no mistake.
Right. Fasten your seatbelts and extinguish your cigarettes, please.
Do.
Ready, Your Highness?
Yep.
Right, here goes. Oh, no.
What?
They've seen us.
The Dalai Lama's escaping. The Dalai Lama's escaping. Stop them.
Oh, no. They're gaining on us. We'll never make it. Come on, old girl.
Pardon?
No, sorry. Talking to the plane. Sorry.
Oh, all right.
Hang on, Your Highness. Hang on.
I'm hanging.
We made it, oh fathomless font of wisdom.
Thank goodness.
That was a close one and no mistake.
Well done, Headliner.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Right, now let's take this little baby back to the palace, please.
Yeah.
So I can be with my people in their hour of need. What?
I'm afraid we can't, Your Highness.
Can't what?
Can't go back to the palace.
What do you mean, Headliner?
They have invaded the palace, O Holy One. They have invaded Tibet. They've invaded everything. Everything is Chinese now.
Chinese? It can't be. It's Tibet, and they're my Tibetan people, and I am their guardian and guide.
There's nothing more you can do, my liege.
No, we have to go back. My longing for my people is overflowing. Turn the plane around, Headliner. Turn the plane around.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Hang on. Wait a minute. What?
Give me the...
No.
We have to go back.
Sorry, you're on my joystick.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, sorry.
All right, then. If you won't turn back, I'm getting out.
What? No, Your Highness!
Open the door, please, pilot.
Forgive me, oh great incarnation of true Buddhahood, but I'm afraid I have to do something now that I'd rather not, but fear I must under the circumstances.
What? Ow!
Sorry about that, Your Holiness.
Oh, God, it's really hard.
Yes, sorry.
Ow, God!
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no. It's gone now. My Tibet, my country, all my suffering people, where are they? I can't see them no more. Just drop me off in the middle of nowhere somewhere. I'll just live in a cave or something. Just drop me off, please, Headliner, please. No, hang on. We're going higher. Higher and higher into the clouds. What are you doing, Headliner? Where are we? Wait a minute. The clouds are parting. And look, what's that down there? Fields and coastlines and cities and... What are all them millions and millions of little creatures running about everywhere? It
It's the whole entire world, and all the animals and humans living upon her. I've got that feeling again. The same feeling when I saw my people for the first time. The actual same strangely painful feeling. Except this time, it's enormous. Ow! Where can it be coming from, this feeling? It's coming from my heart, which appears to be a-glowing. Now look! Look at all my arms, I don't believe it. Hundreds and thousands of them all growing. Look, Enlana, look.
Yes, indeed, Your Highness.
I'm having a massive inner and outer revelation of a highly spiritual nature.
It would appear that you are, Your Highness.
Yes.
A sacred light is coming out from within you and emanating from all your whole being. For you have now finally become, as you was meant to, the ocean of wisdom, the wish-fulfilling jewel, and the thousand-armed lord of compassion. Because now you are truly the guard and guardian.
Yes, thank you, Ray Martin.
Guide and guardian of the whole world. Come and interlap, Your Holiness.
Right on. Look, Your Holiness. What is it? You're smiling. So I am.
Your famous twinkly smile that will soon become famous throughout the world. Just a twinkly glimpse of its twinkling will bring to all beings total understanding
and perfect harmony.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. But that's the job of the Dalai Lama after all.
Absolutely, Your Holiness. The smile of inner Buddhahood. The wish...
I'll stop you there, if I may.
Right.
It may be the smile of all them holy things, but it is also, and this is the important bit, the smile of an ordinary human being.
Just like I am, in fact, Your Holiness. An ordinary human being.
You certainly are. But you, as well as being an ordinary human being, are also a little Buddha.
Thank you very much.
Everybody is!
Coming into land. Coming into land.
Coming into land. Alpha Bravo. Alpha Bravo. Coming Alpha Bravo.
Thank you, Red.
Doors to automatic. Doors to automatic. Cabin crew prepare for landing. Cabin crew prepare.
That's enough, Raymond.
Hello, landing.
No, Raymond. Just
cabin's automatic. Automatic. Hello, Heathrow. Hello, Houston. Houston. Come in, Houston. Whitney, Houston. Hello, Whitney. Raymond.
The National Theatre of Brent's iconic icons, Episode 3, The Dalai Lama, or How the West Was Won, was written and performed by the National Theatre of Brent, Patrick Barlow and John Ram. It was directed by Patrick Barlow, the producer was Liz Anstey, and it was a CPL production for BBC Radio 4.